racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. Isms. All kind of isms. Isms. Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's amazing. I'm glad to be here. Good morning, all the YouTube library watching it. Everybody, stream.me, everybody. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. We have your emails and Facebook coming up. Comments are coming up at the bottom of the second hour today. And it's just a whole bunch of stuff, folks. A lot going on. I was thinking this morning while driving in, when did it become okay for Black Americans? When and how did it become okay for Black Americans to stage false accusations against white people? They do things themselves and pretend that white people did it. And when they say it was done, like, for example, the Duke LaCrosse case, way back when, Tawana Brawley case in New York, where she accused white men, a Black woman accused the white guys at the school there, Duke LaCrosse incident. We now have this thing with Jesse Smollett, and he's been arrested. He turned himself in this morning. He accused white people. And there are many, many examples of universities around the country where Black people were allowed to get in. And then they set up, they staged incidents that were not true and went out and said white people did it. Then it started way back with Tawana Brawley. And because white people and the rest of the country said okay to that, or when did this start and why is it okay to falsely accuse white people? And why is it that white people don't really rally and complain and stop this? Because it's only going to get worse. The Jesse Smollett thing is gotten bigger since Tawana Brawley falsely accused white police officers, and they lost their careers, they lost their everything. With the phony Al Sharpton jumping in, and white people said, oh, this is so sad. I really can't believe it. And found out that she lied, and no apology, no nothing. And it's just been going on and on and on for years now, up until this day with Jesse Smollett, the so-called empire actor, a radical homosexual, social justice warrior kind of a person. They are literally lying on white people. And it seems to be the thing to do in America today. No outcry. If white people did this to Black people, it would be all hell to pay. It's no wonder a lot of these young white men are becoming upright guys, because they're becoming fed up. They're becoming angry. Unfortunately, they're becoming angry. And because they're becoming angry, they're becoming radicalized in the same manner that Blacks have done. Blacks became angry. It was a false accusation. They were falsely deliberately lied to. And they'll become Black power and all that crap. See how much Black power that got them, right? And my concern is that young white men are becoming that way too. Not all, of course. And they're going to come out fighting in the wrong way. We're going to have a civil war. That's what the government wants, especially the Democrats, because they're going to lock you up. They're going to take away all your freedom. And they're going to say, see, I told you white people are racist. And they can make up lies about Jesse Smollett should not. When he first said this back in January, I believe, I said this boy was lying. I knew he was lying. I didn't believe it. I said I didn't believe it. Because it's a daily occurrence now where black people could just lie on white people. They could set up a lie. And you have other so-called black people jumping on board. Yeah, that's true. Jesse Smollett lied. Now he's been arrested, according to CNN. And by the way, what I realize is that the heart must change. And unless God changes your heart from evil to good, this will continue. It will continue. And I noticed that even with some people who pretend that they have changed, their hearts have changed, they haven't. And I know that only God can do it, and only he decides who you want to do it with, no matter who, how much Bible you read, how much quoting the Bible, deceiving yourself, pretending like you know the truth, how much hooping, hollering, how much anything. Only God can change it. And when it changes, it changes from hate to love. And not emotional love, not mama's love. Daddy's love. CNN is reported that the Empire star Jesse Smollett was taken into custody around 5 a.m. Central Time, police said. And he's headed, he's having a 1:30 p.m. bail hearing today. Here's that soundbite.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett is now in custody in Chicago. He is facing a felony charge for allegedly filing a false police report claiming that two men attacked him in a hate crime last month.
We learned this just moments ago. Police sources tell CNN that Smollett paid the two men to orchestrate the attack.
Wow.
Chicago's police chief will brief reporters later this morning ahead of Smollett's first appearance in court this afternoon. Our Ryan Young is live in Chicago with all the breaking details. Ryan, now in custody.
Yeah, John, such a strange story. The last time we joined you at the 5 o'clock hour, who knew that this was going on? In fact, he turned himself in. I'm told from sources that he will have to talk to detectives first before being brought to this courthouse. What a strange ending to this entire story.
But not a surprising one. That's amazing. And what's so weird, when this boy, radical homosexual boy, came out, Smollett, and said it, you had other black people jumping on board. For example, that Wicked Witch, Kamala Harris. Did you hear her father's not happy with her about the smoking weed coming in Jamaica? But, and Kamala Harris and that girly man, Cory Booker, and the Rhino Republican, Tim Scott, they introduced a bill, didn't know the facts, introduced a lynching bill or something in the House. Isn't that amazing? No facts at all. Just because some radical black homosexual said it about white people, they just took it for granted. And it's been going on for years, and they've been lying. I guarantee you, no apologies. No apologies to white Americans. No apologies for jumping on this thing too soon, too early. No apologies. They're just going to wait for the next lying black person about white people. A staged event. Isn't that amazing? And white people don't do anything. No protests, no nothing, no speaking up. You don't hear one, I have heard one so-called white politician or white whatever they're supposed to be doing, leader, denouncing this and saying this is happening too much to white people. I guarantee you, in spite of this boy Smollett turning himself in or being arrested, and all evidence is, most of the evidence is in now that he set it up, and it looked like he sent himself even a fake threatening letter. I guarantee you there are going to be blacks who are trying to justify it. Oh, this is a racist country. This is a racist society. This is expected from white people. Watch, evil, immoral black people will try to justify this evil act from Jesse Smollett. And the reason for it, because most, not all, but most black people are immoral. They are of their father, the devil. They are not of God. I don't care how they claim it, how much they go to church, how many Bibles they read, their actions of hating white people and hating others, because blacks just don't hate white people. They hate the Mexicans, and the Mexicans hate them. They hate everybody. Because you can't love one person and hate the earth. You either love all or you hate all. But watch, mark my word, you're going to hear black people coming out trying to justify, call wrong right and call right wrong, call evil good and good evil. It's typical now in the black community, all in the name of Jesus. Chicago prosecutors have charged Jesse Smollett with disorderly conduct for filing a false police report about the alleged racist attack. CBS is reporting that filing a false police report is a felony. Here's a soundbite.
Minutes ago, prosecutors announced they are charging the actor with falsely reporting he was attacked in Chicago last month. Now, filing a false police report is a felony and could mean up to 3 years in prison if he is convicted.
Nice.
Chicago police were presenting evidence against him to a grand jury earlier today, while Smollett has continued to deny staging the attack.
I'm pissed off. How do you not believe that?
Phony liar.
It's the truth.
He pissed off. Is he pissed off because he got caught? Those were the Nigerian brothers you just saw right after he said that this radical black homosexual said he was upset, pissed off. The Nigerian brothers who were allegedly hired by Smollett said he paid them $3,500 to stage the racist attack. Here's this soundbite.
The two brothers who claim the 36-year-old actor orchestrated the attack say he paid them $3,500 to do it. CBS News has learned the men were waiting outside the grand jury chambers earlier today, waiting to testify, but that testimony was later postponed. Now, Smollett told police he was attacked by two people who yelled racial and homophobic slurs, tied a rope around his neck, and poured a chemical substance on him.
Amazing.
He also claimed one of the attackers said, quote, "This is MAGA country."
All lies. Ain't no white people down in Chicago hood. Decent black people afraid to be down in there. No, ain't no white people down there. And yet, this radical black homosexual social justice warrior was able to say it, and not one white person protested. Meaning not one white politician, not one white so-called entertainer, not one white person said, I don't believe it. Now that it's being proven that this boy, radical black homosexual, sat it up, it'll just go away quietly. It's been said that this Smollett guy was in L.A. I don't know if he lived here or he was just here visiting or what was going on, but he was arrested for drunk driving or something. And when he signed the little police report thing, he signed his brother's name and not his own name. It was been said. I haven't seen the proof of it yet, but I believe it. Surveillance footage was found of the brothers buying masks and a red hat. Here is the evidence that is being used against Smollett, at least a part of it.
This is exclusive video from our sister station in Chicago of Ola and Abel Usandaro buying masks and a red hat from a hardware store before that alleged attack. They were arrested last week, but were released without any charges. As for a motive behind all of this, there were reports that Smollett was concerned about being written off the show empire, but Fox maintains those reports are false. Now, we've also learned tonight from L.A. County officials that the actor pleaded no contest to some misdemeanor charges of giving false information to police back in 2007. It was during a DUI stop. Investigators say they stopped him, and he gave them a fake name.
Wow. This is the character of most black people, folks. Watch how they're going to come out and still try to defend him. It's the lack of love, the lack of family, the lack of God in their life. Blacks don't believe in God. They do not. I don't care how hallelujah, whatever they say. Here's a soundbite where I said back in January, when this first broke, I didn't believe this radical black homosexual social justice warrior. Here's that.
He's supposed to be well-known, requesting a report. Instead, a noose was placed over the friend's neck.
He was in Chicago getting a late-night snack. But police
was.
Say he was approached by two unknown offenders whose faces were covered.
Remember, folks, unless you see actual proof of this, unless you see the white man doing this, don't believe it. Just don't believe. I don't believe it.
Amazing.
And they are messing with the minds of the young blacks as well as whites, convincing them that white people are bad. And they don't even know if it was a white man or white men or not. There's no proof that it even happened. Meaning that whether white men or black men, Chicago is controlled by black people in the hood who are out of control. That was back in January when this first broke, folks. I may not know my flowers, but I know black people. And today's black people, prior to the Civil Rights Movement, they believed in God. But today's black people do not. Most of them. I don't care if they go to church or wherever. They don't believe in God. Look at their lifestyle. Look how they live. Look at their hatred. There's no love in the black community for anyone, not even for other blacks, not even for their own family members, because they won't be honest with one another. And so we got, only God can change the heart, and only God decides whose heart he will change. And that's amazing to me. Because I know there are a lot of other people who want to change. My concern is young so-called people of color, and then all these illegal aliens are coming in here. Unless we really get serious and change the hearts and minds, meaning point the right way, it's going to get worse for our country. I have hope, but it's going to get worse if we allow these people like Jesse Smollett and others, Kamala Harris and others, to get involved or run or make decisions for our country. The white people, I've been telling you for years, you are hated for no reason at all. Zero reason, except that you won't speak up. And now your young generation of white males are becoming fed up. That's what I'm telling them, to drop the anger. Stand up, speak up, but don't be angry. Angry makes you do things that you wish you had not done later. I had to take some calls, but there are a couple Muslim women who went with ISIS. And now I guess the ISIS people are dead. They want to come back here. Are you crazy? I wouldn't let those women back in this country if my life depended on it. We have that coming up. Adrian is out of Virginia. Adrian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing? Good morning.
How you doing? All is well, sir.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I wanted to talk to you real quick. I wanted to ask you. I got a couple of questions. I'll be quick. First one is sarcasm. I know it's kind of like...
Come back to your phone, buddy.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm moving around.
Okay.
About sarcasm and joking around, for example, I work in a cafe. I've spoken to you before. And we had a joke on somebody, just a new guy. We're having fun. My guys wanted to have a little fun with this guy. And it wasn't anything hateful. Just kind of, they pretended I didn't speak English and that I was running a business. And they just wanted to, it was just funny, you know. So I'm
yeah.
A Latino. They're all black and white guys that work for me. And the next day, the guy got mad. He found out, got upset. So I was curious to know, what's your opinion about that? Do you think it's hateful, or should people not do that? I mean, nobody found offense to it for the most part, other than the gentleman, but it wasn't like anything malicious. You know, we didn't do it to hurt the guy's feelings. We just did it as a joke. What do you think about that? How do you feel?
You know, when you are free of anger in your heart, you know, you're not intentionally trying to hurt anyone in any way, but you're just free.
Okay.
But people who have anger, they take little simple jokes, Seriously, I've seen grown men. I've gone to places where grown men, they could tease me, but if I tease, joke with them, they take it all personally. Like a little woman, they'll get mad. And there's nothing.
I love when you talk like a man. It's so true.
And there's nothing you really can do about that, because you got to live your free life. And if other people are getting mad at jokes, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have
to. Okay, cool.
You can't let angry men and women who are of their father, the devil, stop you from living, because they'll tease you. But if you joke, tease them, they take it. And I see men taking jokes like women. I'm used to women when I was growing up. I'm accustomed to seeing a woman getting mad about a joke sometimes. But since here in California, I see men, grown men, older men getting angry about jokes. They'll joke with you, but they can't handle them. It's mind-blowing. There's nothing you can do about that, Adrian.
Yeah, gotcha. And then one or two things. One thing I've noticed, too, I've been listening to you for about 5 years now, not longer now. And one thing, you know, I've noticed, too, ever since I became an alpha, is alphas recognize alphas. I don't even have to talk to certain men. Like, I'll see them with their son. They'll see me with my son, or vice versa. Like, just see another man, and we just glance at each other. You know, and I'm not trying to be weird about it, but you can just tell when you see a beta, because they stare, they look at you, and they look the other way real quick.
Yeah.
A grown man analyzes the situation, not sizes you up, not to get like, you know, urban or anything, not to size you up, but just to recognize and let you know I'm here, I'm with my family.
That is so true.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. But
men,
that's
awesome. I'm glad.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Adrian. But men are like, they have the mindset and emotion of women. And I know it's because over the last 60 years with the women's movement and the destruction of the fathers, the mothers and grandmothers and the women of the world have literally changed the order of men. They have told them you need to be emotional. They have told them you need to cry. They have told them that you need to carry the baby down the road with a little package on your stomach with the baby in it. They have told them you need to cook and act like a woman at home. It's so crazy what has happened.
You're right about that. And last I'll leave with this, and I know you're just starting off. I want to get this off my chest. This is one of the reasons I called you. I called you a while back. I spoke to you about 3 or 4 times now. I run a cafe. I run 3 cafes now.
Amazing.
And one was in a, you know, country almost, but black, white community, very kind, very well. And this is the difference between the city cafe we have now and the country, or I say the country folks, because they are country folks.
Yeah, real fast. We're coming to a break.
I had to replace. In 2 years that I opened the country one, like let's just say, for example, I just saw the numbers. I had to replace 13 bottles of hot sauce in a 2-year span. I replaced 32 in less than 8 months in the community. It's most dominant black that they steal my product. And at first I didn't want to believe it. I was like, this can't be right. And I've seen it open my eyes, you know, and I know what you mean. And when you say stuff about your, you know, black people, you're looking out for black people. You're black. I get it. I feel the same way about Latinos. I speak out on Latinos and people think
so
I'm
the black stole the hot
I'm
sauce?
I'm honest. Yeah. So I average 13 in 2 years. I'm averaging 13 or so in a month. Every month I'm replacing hot sauce bottles. When we give it out to them for free, I'm like, just ask for it, brother. I'll give it to you. Don't spill my bottles.
Oh, my God. I'm not surprised.
I'll let you go, brother.
All right.
Thank you. You're great. You're wonderful. Keep up the good work. And, you know, I dare anybody to come.
It's amazing to me that we now have a black generation of people who can literally hurt other people, and then you have other blacks excusing it. I've never seen anything like this. Black people, not all, but most excuse bad behavior. It looks as though, even if I was in a father state and I see people doing each other, another person or people doing other people wrong, it doesn't matter what color they are, I would say, no, you can't do this. This is wrong. And I know that I'm from the old school, when black people had sense, when they believed in God, when they believed in family, when they didn't hate men, when the mother was not controlling things, and they didn't blame white people. It was different then. And when black people believed in God, but I promise you, most black people does not believe in God. Anywhere from the age of sifted down. No more God in the lives of black people. That's why you see all this destruction against themselves and against white people. And whatever you put out come back on you. Believe me, it does. When you do evil, you're going to receive evil. When you lie, you shall be lied upon. When you do evil, your kids will suffer, their kids will suffer, and their kids will suffer. It doesn't stop. You got to change the spirit of it. And you can't change it, but you got to see you're wrong. Super chats! Joel.
Super chats.
Are you surprised at this Smollett thing accusing white people? And he, according to all reports now, and he's been arrested, he set this whole thing up himself.
If it's 100% true, then I can't really be surprised, because ever since I came here, I've been hearing all kinds of stories.
I'm telling you.
But it's like I'm not 100% sold that it's true yet.
Look, it's true. if he in jail and the black boys have said he paid them $1,500, no, $3,500, and then you got pictures of the black boys buying the red hat, the noose, and everything else. How much you need?
Well, I also...
What else do you need?
I also believe that those black people...
Do you need Smollett to say he did it?
Those black people, those other black people who bought that stuff could be crazy, too, in the sense that, oh, well, if we get caught, I'm going to just say that we... Because they black, too.
But they from... where are they from? Nigeria or somewhere. That's why all these foreigners shouldn't be in our country.
At the end of the day.
I want my country back. But isn't this amazing? And watch, I bet you breakfast, Joel, that you're going to have black people trying to defend Smollett, and they're going to be using the word racist and America's racist, and watch how they're going to come out and defend it with no shame.
Right.
Anyway, that's super chat.
Pan G. Salamanan said, good morning, gents. Amazon headed to NY. AOC, oh, money, money, money. Amazon bailout for NY.
They went to Virginia now, I think.
Oh.
I think they decided after they were ran out of New York, really, by the airhead woman from another country that needed to go back, Cortez. Yeah, and some stupid people protesting jobs. Have you ever heard of people protesting jobs? And I know why they're doing it, because Cortez promised them free stuff. And yes, black people are there too protesting. Obama phones, they want. Go ahead.
Mike Young says, Jesse, breaking news. Jesse Smollett is now charged with a felony of fake crime. Hallelujah. Get out of my country, Jesse Smollett, and go to Africa.
And they need to send him back to Africa, wherever he can, because he looks like an African person. He doesn't look normal. Go ahead.
King Alpha Nerd says, in honor of Black History Month and Oscar season, can we give Jesse an award for the best liar of all time for playing a victim on false racism? Terry Crews can be his manager and he can share a cell with Dr. Bill Cosby.
They need to lock him up for sure in that area in jail where you don't drop the soap. Well, he may be happy to drop the soap, though. Hey, I dropped the soap.
And everybody backs away.
Let's say he go to jail, and they put him in a cell where it's, you can drop the soap, and everybody right. happy. And then he dropped the soap, but nobody paying attention. He's like, hey.
They back away.
I dropped the soap. Anyway.
Harvey Weinstein, obviously a troll. Says, amazing, well, not a troll, but amazing content, Jesse. Keep up the good work and remain a pimp. You know I've been out here pimping.
He been pimping?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yoga. The Yog Southoff 9281. I don't know this
I
name.
Don't know why y'all have all these tough names. Oh, this boy is black. He black. You can't read all this stuff.
America is so great now that you need to hire Nigerians to oppress you. Amazing.
I know. That's something else.
King Alphaner donated and said, black people are the only ones that throw the race card because they want to be victims and get free stuff instead of looking in the mirror and admitting that the problem isn't white people but them.
Absolutely. And they have now been trained that they can get away with it. Think about the number of cases that were set up by black people on universities and different businesses and to Warner Brawley and New York and other cases. And black people have gotten away with it. So they believe they can get away with it now. That's mind-blowing. You brainwash them by not standing up and saying no to them. They are now believing that they can accuse white people and get away with it. I wonder what it's like to be white and be falsely accused over and over again of carrying out evil acts, and you have not done it. And then they just go away, okay, bye. Even that black girl that was shot in Houston recently, we had T calling up from Alabama. Why haven't you talked about the black girl shot by a white man? Find out it was a black man arrested. No more word about that. Amazing.
In charge of Space Bear, Donayan said, your thoughts on the millions of jobs that will become automated in the next decade. Million of people will be out of work through no fault of their own.
Yeah, that's right. We got to stop all this crap, folks. That's not good. Thank you all. We need it. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and help us get it up. Subscriptions up to 250,000. We're working on that. Periscope. David says, Chicago isn't controlled by black people. No state in America is controlled by black people. You're black, and you're bashing your own people. Amazing. He goes on to say, did Caucasian people make you ashamed to be black? You don't love the color of your skin. This is a lost person. This is a beta male. By the way, when your heart changes, when God changes your heart from hate to love, you're not into your blackness. You're not into your whiteness. You're not into your Mexicanness. You're not into your Japanese-ness. You're not into your Chinese-ness. You're into love. So this is a lost person who sent me that from Periscope. David, a beta man. Beta! Amazing. There was a woman who fled Alabama at the age of 19 to join ISIS. And now she wants to return to the U.S. from Syria with her one-year-old child. How do we know that child is not an ISIS member? Or this woman still will come back and not do the same thing? We can't trust this woman in our country. The president said that they're not coming back. They're not allowed back, by the way. We have this. He tweeted that out. I believe I saw that this morning. The Great White Hope said, you ain't coming back here, ABC News. The Muslim woman wants to return after being 4 years in the Middle East and hope for sympathy. Here's her soundbite.
We are inside Syria tonight, our James Longman one-on-one with that young American woman who left the U.S. to become an ISIS bride. She gave birth to a son, and tonight she's now pleading to come home. And what she says when James asks, should she be punished? Our team from Syria again tonight.
Tonight, the American ISIS bride's first television interview, explaining why she left Alabama at just 19 to join the terror group.
I heard that the Khilafah was announced. I thought it was obligatory upon me to go.
4 years later, Hoda Mathana wants to come home with her 18-month-old child.
Do you expect people to have sympathy for you?
I hope so, yeah.
Wow. Baby, it's time to come home. Come home. It's been a lot of season. It's time to come home. I have no sympathy for this woman coming back here. Do not let this ISIS woman come back. And she's a Muslim too? To America with a baby? What have the baby been taught? And how could you ever trust that woman on this soil again? Don't do it, folks. She's been over there since 19 years old. Been with those men sexually. If you do, you deserve what you get. We got two Muslims in government. I tremble at that. I don't trust those Muslim women in government. We don't need those people in our government. Look what they're doing overseas, in Europe and other places. Two of her husbands were killed. That means she had more than one, more than two. Two of her husbands. It has an S on it. were killed in battle.
Upon arriving into Syria, she says her only choice, marriage. Her first two husbands dead on the battlefield.
You were given a list of men, yeah. And you could choose a man from a list.
You are happy.
Does that
about
sound
that.
Crazy to you now?
Sounds very crazy.
We'd see the videos, the beheadings, the murders, and it was shocking.
We would see dead bodies in public. We would see kids seeing dead bodies in public.
I don't care. Don't let her back over here. And they're going to be using the word woman. The woman with a child. How about the child? That child is dangerous, too. She says she was radicalized on Twitter after ISIS would talk bad about American violence.
She claims she was radicalized on Twitter, and once she joined ISIS, sent messages of hate.
The Americans wake up, go on drive-bys, and spill all of their blood. Do you think you deserve a punishment for what you did?
Yes.
Maybe therapy lessons, maybe
therapy.
A process that will ensure us that we'll never do this again.
People watching will say to themselves, well, therapy isn't enough.
I know that.
Don't let her back here.
Maybe speaking against them, which...
And she's black?
I'm definitely planning to do. Definitely warning people to not make the same decision that I've made.
Isn't she black? Does she look black?
No, she don't look black, but...
She ain't white.
She elite. Take off that hijab, if that's what it's even called.
Take that thing off her head and all
right,
those...
Right, and then sound a little bit more like...
No.
You,
She can sound like an angel.
But
she can sound like an angel sent by God.
Right.
She still can't come back here.
But if she was going to make an effort, she didn't think that through. She looked like a Muslim, talked like a Muslim, and then want to try to get in here and say, but I'm sorry.
I know. Her part of it should be therapy.
Right.
I got your therapy.
She wasn't prepared for this at all.
She want therapy. Don't let this woman be radicalized, folks. Do not let her back in your country. Thank God the president is saying, no, they can't come back. And then pay no attention to the children of the line when they're talking about, oh, how about the children? She has a child trying to emotionalize you to let your enemy back into your country. You can be crazy if you want. You will regret it. Isn't that amazing, Joe?
That's something.
That's something. Let's go all the way over to London, England, and talk to a first-time caller, Thomas. Thomas, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All is well. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, man. It's a sunny day in London, England.
What time is it there?
It is 2:47 p.m.
Have you seen any Muslims this morning?
Every day. Oh. Every day, Jesse.
Oh, my God. Does it feel like you live in Iraq?
Yeah, Syria, Iraq. One of those places. You pick and choose.
That's amazing.
No explosives, though. No explosives.
Well, don't rest. They're coming.
All right. So my question is, and I'll keep it basic, why do you make all these claims about black people? And do you, like, genuinely believe them?
Like
for
what?
Example, for example, you say... Like you say, black people hate all white people, or most black people hate white people?
Yes.
And Mexicans and things like that? Do you genuinely believe that?
100%. Not only do I believe it, I know for a fact that it's true.
How do you know that, Justin?
Because of the attacks upon white people over the last 60 years or so, the false accusations, the belief that white people are racist— The average black person in America believe that white people are racist, and it's not true. The fact that most black people feel like a victim today, believe that they're a victim because of slavery, and white people living today had nothing to do with slavery. And even when the black were in slavery, they didn't feel the way black people feel today, who have never known slavery. I look at their lifestyles. I've heard black preachers speak against white people, things that are not true. I've spoken at schools
right.
where generation and generation of white people, I mean, black people are blaming whites. I mean, the violence and the attack upon white people, taking their free stuff and all kind of stuff, man. It's everywhere. And I've asked white black people, do you love white people? They said no, or they won't answer at all. It's everywhere. You have another
right,
one?
Right, but I've seen a lot of your interviews and like the Fallen State. And when you ask the questions, do they love white people and things like that, you really load the question.
You mean I load
like you ask them if they like race, like you ask if they like racists and things like that. People like you even said, do they like slave owners and things like that back in the day? You're saying, do they like oppressors, people like that? That's a really loaded question. Do you expect
I've
them
never
to say
asked,
they love
but people? You're not telling the truth now, Thomas. You're not, you have a nice Almost name. Right. I never asked, do you love an oppressor or slavery or anything like that? You're making up
something. You're asking.
You've been drinking this
oppressed.
Morning. You've been smoking pot.
Yeah. I never touched that. I'm a child of God.
I bet you are. You just not telling the truth, child of God. I never said about slavery.
You're right. They believe they're oppressed.
Right.
And then you ask them if they like the oppressors or they love the oppressors.
No, I don't say that. Do you love white people is my question.
They do. If they believe they're oppressed and you ask them, do they love the people that they perceive are
no,
oppressing them?
No, I ask them, do they love white people? I don't
right,
ask about
they
no oppressors.
They believe that they're being oppressed by white people.
Well, just because someone believe it doesn't mean that it's true.
Right, but that's why they don't answer.
Because
it's not because they hate them. It's because they believe they're oppressed.
No, I know they believe it, but what they're believing is a lie. And white people don't have anything to do with what they believe. They're making excuses. Black people make excuses.
Right, but what about the whole false accusations made by blacks? White people do that too.
No, black people are number one in making up lies about white people. They do it more than I'm sure you can find wrongdoing in all races. But black people are leading the way in evil.
And what is evil?
Black people.
Black. Okay, Jesse. Do you believe yourself to be black? Do you consider yourself black?
I am black in color, but white on the inside.
White on the inside. All right, Jesse. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
Thomas.
You're a living legend, friend.
Thomas, are you black?
I'm a half, yeah.
You're a hawk?
Half white.
Oh, you're half white?
Black.
Your mother's white and your father's black?
Yes, sir.
Do you love white people?
Sure do.
All white people?
I mean, as a people, sure. I mean, there are individuals that I dislike, but as a whole.
Do you love all black people?
Yeah. As difficult as it may be at times. Sure, so, yeah.
You love all black people, but it's difficult at times. But you love some white people, right?
I mean, I love white people and black people.
Why not love all white people, even if it is difficult? Why don't you love all white people?
Because if I disagree or dislike somebody, I'm not going to love them.
Why not? You love black people that you disagree with.
No, I didn't. I just said they make it difficult. I'm sure there are black people.
But you still love them, though, right? You still love them, even if they make it difficult, right?
No. It'd go the same way for black people.
Oh, it does?
If there are black people.
You said that you're a child of God?
I mean, as you put it, right? I don't do anything that's sacrilegious or bad.
Thomas,
I guess I'm a child. I don't believe in God, no.
Oh, you don't believe in God?
Hell no.
Well, hell no. You said hell no. So why do you say you a child of God or something?
Aren't we all children of God, Jesse?
Oh, so you're just saying
isn't it just about finding the relationship with God?
Yeah, it's about a return, yeah. Are you in a fallen state right now?
What is a fallen state?
You've fallen away from God and Satan is your daddy.
Satan. what would I do for Satan to be my father? How would that?
The proof.
What would I do?
Are you do you have anger?
Sure, yeah.
Satan is your daddy. Well, Satan is your daddy.
You seem to have a lot of anger for black people.
No, I have none for anyone. No one. But let me tell you, if you have anger, Thomas, Satan is your daddy.
Satan is my okay. And how would I return to God? To let go of anger?
Yes. You have to overcome his nature. You got to forgive your white mother.
Forgive her for what?
And return to your black father.
But what do I forgive?
For turning you away from your father?
Well, I don't know either of them.
Why? What do you mean you don't know them?
I was adopted, Jesse.
Oh, no wonder you have anger in your heart. And where are your parents? Yeah. Where are your parents?
I'm somewhere in the States of America.
They're in America?
I was born in America.
And so were you adopted by black people or white people?
White people, yeah.
And so they adopted you in America and took you to England, took you over to England?
Yep.
Why did they take you over there?
Because they're from there.
Oh.
They just came over to us.
Are you going to move back to America now that you, how old are you?
20 years old.
Are you going to move back to America?
I'm planning on it, yeah.
Are you living with your adopted parents still?
Yes.
Beta!
Is that another? Yep, they're hey. Knew that was coming. Hell yeah.
Beta!
Do you think it's realistic for me to move out?
If you weren't a beta.
I live in London, not like.
But you don't have to be
Arkansas,
a beta.
Arizona.
You don't have to be a beta in London. You could be a man no matter where you are. A man is a man is a man is a man is a man no matter where you live.
Well, I'm sure a few of my friends are listening to this and they live at home. Do you consider them beta males?
Beta! Are they 18 years or older?
Yeah, they're older than me.
Beta!
Beta.
Men don't live at home unless they're beta males, meaning that they're girls. Past 18.
Right.
Meaning that they are girls. What?
The females are like, can girls live at home?
They can if they plan to get married and when they leave home. Is Daniel still out there to answer the phone? No.
You're sounding really Muslim, Jesse. What's happening here?
They can stay home, but unfortunately, the men are most men are beta male now. I suggest the girls go and get jobs and move on because they can't wait around for a beta male any longer.
So how would you? So in order for me to not be a beta male, I have to move out of my house.
You should forgive your parent for adopting you. You know for
wait. Why would I forgive? Wait. Whoa.
I mean, don't resent them at all because I know your soul is yearning for a natural father. Let go of all anger, and you should appreciate your adopted parents, because at least you have some parents. But forgive your earthly father for not being there for you. And then you need to go get a job, man. Realize that.
I got to move out. Stop being a beta male.
Realize whatever reason they adopted, I mean, gave you away like that, they couldn't help it. It was something going on. So they were still trying to look out for you. So forgive them.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they didn't love you. And when you forgive them for doing that, then God will forgive you, and you'll be free. But you got to move out, Thomas. Beta!
I'm a beta male.
You're
right, Jesse.
And women don't want beta men. It's like being with a lesbian.
Women seem to love being with lesbians.
I know, because they're looking for real men, and they think that a lesbian is a man.
Right, yeah. Okay, Jesse. That's some amazing advice.
Come again, buddy. That was nice. Fox News has reported police says Empire star Jesse Smollett orchestrated phony attack, mail himself racist letter to promote his career. I knew that! And I think most people did. Except the blacks. They wanted to believe a lie. Not all, but most blacks. They wanted to believe the lie. Amazing. I played that thing where Smollett was arrested last night, or he's in jail. Don't we have that? Where he went to jail last night or this morning? Play it.
We played it already?
In the first hour, yeah. What else we played in the first hour? Let me see.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Let me get it, because some people are just tuning in. I want you to know this line, social justice, radical homosexual, Jesse Smollett is in jail.
Okay, here we go.
Here's that.
Minutes ago, prosecutors announced they are charging the actor with falsely reporting he was attacked in Chicago last month. Now, filing a false police report is a felony and could mean up to 3 years in prison if he is convicted. Chicago police were presenting evidence against him to a grand jury earlier today, while Smollett has continued to deny staging the attack.
I'm pissed off. How do you not believe that? It's the truth.
I told you, you cannot believe radical homosexuals because they don't even know their own identity. They can't be honest that they're really men. How in the world would they be honest about anything else? It's not in them. Satan is your daddy. He's in jail, folks. It looked like he mailed or even mailed their own fake letter to himself, pretending white people did it. Pretending white people did it. Amazing. He's in jail. No need to pray for him anymore. He gone. Tom is a first-time caller out of Japan. All the way from Japan. Tom, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, I'm good. It's pretty amazing, right, that we're talking all the way from Japan and America.
I know. It's mind-blowing. What time is it there?
It's like 1 a.m.
That's amazing. Thank you for staying up so late, man.
That's okay. I tried to call yesterday, but it was too late, unfortunately, in your show.
Yeah. Well, welcome today. I'm glad you're here.
So, Jesse, I didn't actually know you before you had your interview with Destiny, the gamer guy that you had on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
amazing.
So that's where I'm, that's where I'm coming from. And and then it was really strange. I was on YouTube just watching some videos, and then I saw one of your videos again. I'd never seen you before, ever before, and then I see you on Destiny's YouTube channel, and then again. So I was really surprised. Anyway, I just wanted to. I was curious, really.
Yes.
Why? What you think about gamers? Like, do you? I think you think they're betas.
Beta.
Right?
And,
but what does? So,
are you a gamer?
Yeah.
Are you a gamer?
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
How old are you, Tom?
27.
Amazing. Gamers. Games are for kids who don't have to provide, they don't have to go to work, you know, but men, you have to realize that, or you should realize that men has a higher position in life given to them by God. And if grown men past 18 are sitting around playing games all day, that is a big letdown to the women and children because the woman absolutely have no other choice but to look up to the man. And if you are in a fallen state, whatever state you're in, that's what you will become because you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And if you notice, as men are becoming beta males, the women are making horrible decisions, doing bad things that are not good for the family, not good for the country, not good in the government because they're imitating fallen men. They cannot help it. They are subject to you. So when you sit around, do you have a wife and kids?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God. But you don't have time because you're playing games all day.
Well, not every day. I might play maybe a few hours one night a week.
Amazing. What happened to you that as a 27-year-old man that you're into game playing?
Well, it's kind of socializing kind of with my friends because I live in Japan, but I'm from Australia originally. So, for example, my brother and I will go online and play a game together and we can talk like this at the same time. So it's kind of a social thing as well.
Amazing.